Now I'm getting hungry about this.
Okay, at 6 o'clock, we'll begin the meeting of the WPCA for the month of August. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Oh, thank you, everyone. We'll have the roll call, please.
Commissioner Mandler?
Present.
Commissioner Lathrop?
Present.
Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner McQuain?
Here.
Commissioner Maselli?
Here. And we have a full house. Item D, are there any alterations to the agenda to be made for this night's meeting? Does anyone have any alterations for the agenda? Hearing none. Item E, I'll entertain a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of July 5th, 2023. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Item F, communications pertaining specifically to matters which concern the commission. Are there any communications? Yeah. Derek, you have none?
I have none.
Okay. Item G, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Are there any remarks from the public? Second call, any remarks from the public? Third required call, are there any remarks from the public? Hearing none, report from the Operations and Administration Division. Derek, please.
This is Superintendent Albertson. We've had a good month in July for process, as to be expected in the warmer months. The biological process improves steadily. The storm events are kind of a test on the system, the collection system. We had a couple storm events earlier in the month that did not show a significant increase of the influent coming into the plant, the water coming into the plant. The rule of thumb is if a storm event doubles your average influent flow, then you have a significant problem with either broken pipes or people draining their leaders, storm leaders, into your system. And, you know, we routinely monitor that. To make sure that that's not the case. We have very good solids thickening. One of the waste products at the plant is we have to thin out the number of bugs that we use in treatment, and we do that by wasting them out, and then we thicken them or dewater them and ship them up to Hartford for incineration. And we hit, our average for the month was 5.99% solids, which is very, very good, to a point where the truckers were complaining. They were having trouble offloading. We have a contractual agreement. We can go up to 7%. Typically, we keep it around 5 to 5.5%. So better thickening equals less trucks. Each truck is about $500. So it's one of the best ways to save money at the facility. We received formal notification from the state that we are going to get a check for nitrogen removal. One of the permits that we have to adhere to is a general permit regarding removing nitrogen in our effluent water, the water that leaves the plant. And we do quite well in that. Because we discharge to a brackish water system, the Thames River, we're required to remove nitrogen because it causes algae bloom. Nothing wrong with a lot of algae, except that what happens is it grows rapidly, pulls all the oxygen out of the water, and then it dies, and it becomes a nuisance, and also reduces the oxygen level in the water. So we've done very well. We're regarded as one of... In 2022 is one of the best process plants for nitrogen removal in the state. We're closing the books for fiscal year 2023, which ended on July 30th of this year, and we're looking pretty good. will be in the black, definitely for sewer. Water is going to be a little touch and go, but I think we'll end up a break-even point. But once I have the books finished, along with the accountant, we'll present that to the commission. We've done very well in managing the accounts as they should be, as an enterprise fund. So the enterprise fund is a fund that is unique to a municipality. We actually have to run it like a business with a net zero goal. So we try to make as much money as possible, try to cut the costs as much as possible, and then that extra we use to buy equipment, repair equipment, or improve our communications or whatever in the system. And we've averaged 7% a year for the last 5 years. So that's pretty good. So, and all the while keeping the rate for sewer and water at the same level. So that's pretty good. One of the things we make a lot of money on is septage receiving. We make about $30,000 a month. And what's great about septage receiving is it's money in the bank and it actually helps our process. So that's it.
Are there any questions for the superintendent? Okay, hearing none. Report from the mayor, who is not present, so we'll move on. Report from the engineers, Derek.
Just want to report, we did have that emergency situation over Stony Creek where we have a utility support bridge that's failing. We're meeting tomorrow with the engineers. The commission has approved a budget for that repair, and I'll keep the commission abreast of all developments. But the formal kickoff meeting is tomorrow, and that is the bridge right adjacent to, above Stony Creek, which is adjacent to the police station.
Is that it?
That's it.
Any questions for the superintendent with regard to his report from engineering? None? This meeting is going smoothly. Old business, we have none. New business, we have none. Reports, referrals from planning and zoning, we do not have a planning and zoning rep. So we're going to have to see that. See to that.
I could add a comment. We did meet a representative from Fetis Engineering for 2040 Route 32 regarding a gas station. It's on the corner of Perdurgal and Route 32. And we met them, and we had talked to them about the initial site plan, whereas they had a detention pond for stormwater that was overlying the laterals for water and sewer. We reviewed the site plan, requested that they make the changes. They did make the changes, and we went forward with the approval.
Thank you. I have a comment for the planning and zoning item M. Al, the town council meeting is tomorrow night. It's not tomorrow?
Next month.
Next week. Okay. As a town councilor, will you bring up the subject of the planning and zoning referral? For as long as I've been on here, planning and zoning was always Tony.
Yep.
Is that a town council appointed position, or does it just need to be a person who is on planning and zoning?
I'll double check and make sure.
Okay, because if they're not, I'm on planning and zoning, I can do that report.
Okay.
But I need to have that clarified before I take
you
this.
You got it.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to item two, water. Item A, report from engineers. Derek?
Hallelujah. I have some very good news for the commission. We may have found the leak. I don't want to curse it, but I want to compliment our two water operators, John Lilly and Kevin Loyler, for their almost nonstop attention to this. The problem is review for our new commissioner. January 11th, 5:45 a.m., suddenly we started using a lot more water from Groton Utilities. And we couldn't figure out for the life of us where it was going. Coincidentally, the Department of Corrections at the prison had done something unique. They had filled up all of their water tanks, their boilers, and just rapidly. So we assumed one caused the other, but in double, triple checking, it didn't. We did three formal acoustic studies of the system. We listened at night on two occasions. We were told by the acoustic engineers doing the surveys that we had a very tight and quiet system. So we have a subterranean vault that's located behind Dime Savings Bank. It's a unique situation. It's an inch and a half line that it was capped, but the cap came off, and it was free-flowing. Once it was capped, we capped it, and then we valved it shut, and we saw an immediate response in the graphic representation of the water being pulled from the Groton supply. We also were looking closely at any other things like hydrant that we were flushing or anything like that. And so we're shutting everything down, and we're going to study the flow graph coming in from Groton Utilities, and we're going to, as soon as I hear anything, I'll let you know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I cannot tell you. If this is it, I don't want to curse it, but this was a long time coming. I mean, we couldn't find, typically when you have a break, you'll see like an iceberg in the middle of winter somewhere, or somebody will hear the water, or they'll see black ice, or somebody will see it. You have a lot of sets of eyes. You'll see a break or a crack and water coming out, or you'll see frost heave. We didn't see any of that. And we literally drove and walked that system like, a dozen times?
All that.
I mean, whew. You can ask Chuck. I was pretty beside myself. Because I just thought it was somebody messing with us. I just didn't know. You know, sabotage, I didn't know, but it wasn't. It was, you know.
So there's a reservoir in there?
It's like it's kind of a unique situation. There's a vault, a subterranean vault, like a box in the ground, like a utility vault. But it's got a production well in it that's uncapped, and it's got a lateral supply line that the cap came off, and the water was just flowing. And it's inch and a half. And you're going to think, oh, what's an inch and a half? It could be it. A lot of water can go through an inch and a half pipe. I mean, Brian knows that better than anybody. But, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. And as soon as we have good data, I'm going to get you all the numbers. You know, what we were seeing before January 11th, what we saw pretty consistently after January 11th, because we look overnight, that's when you see your best indications, low flow. So that's when we knew something was wrong, because we were around 30 gallons a minute, typically overnight. And then when this incident happened on January 11th, we didn't see under 90. You know, it was like 90 or 120. And it's called unaccounted for water, and it's unaccounted for, but more importantly, non-billable. So it's expensive to have that kind of water, and it's a waste. So I think we got it, but I'll get you the numbers, what the graph shows. I'll even take some pictures of it. And
so there was a cap that came off?
I think a cap came off. And the reason it wasn't coming up to the surface is it was discharging into the well. I know, isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
It's hard to put water into the ground. So there must be something wrong with the casing. There's got to be something wrong there, because typically you can pull water out of the ground, but it's the rate that you pull out of the ground, it's only a fraction that you can put it back in the ground.
Has P&H already done their work that you wanted that strap-on meter put in?
We They've done their work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, that. I drove by and saw that. That was Thursday. They had the road open and the trooper out there. And their piece of equipment still sitting on the corner there.
But what a nightmare that now, little corner is.
On a question, I think you said we were at a 16% loss when this started. And through tightening up and meter verification, we were down to 12%.
Actually, we were 24. We had three in a row that were 24, and we got down to 18%.
Okay. So now we should really be good because we've calibrated.
Exactly. If we can prove this is it, and you can see it graphically, it drops off, we'll get back into what our normal range should be, and that's less than 10%.
We should be tighter now even because we've calibrated and we've...
Oh, yeah. This
is fantastic.
We really will be... The national average is 16%. Because we're a tight system, we really should be, you know, 5 to 8%. But right now, I'll take anything under 10%. And, you know, we can pay our bills and make things work. But every step moving forward is looking to see if that's, you know, I don't know that that's the only leak. That being shut down shows an immediate drop in the demand from Groton Utilities.
Now, that plate that goes into that vault, can that be capped off somewhere else and so that we don't have run a risk of
this
again?
That's a good point. Yeah, I'll find out.
It's got to be tapping off of something, and if it's just going into this pit, I would hope that we could
shut it down
somewhere else so that, you know, you get that wicked cold day, you don't have a chance of something happening again in this pit.
Yeah, maybe it was a freeze thaw kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for Frank's,
because it was right around that time we had that wicked cold snap there, right?
January 22nd was the same day,
so
coincidentally, that the prison calibrated their system, flushed it and calibrated the system. And so for the longest time, we were suspicious that they hadn't closed something.
Yeah.
We were. We're all saying it has to be the prison. Either that or somebody has stuck a pipe in the line and drawing water.
And none of the acoustic tests would have picked up that leak gushing out like that?
No, I talked to the two companies that did it. He goes, no way you would have found that unless you went door to door. He said, you know, based on the loss, you would have expected it to be in the main system. And he said, you just wouldn't have. He said, he fully expected to find it. And he just said it was quiet. And they went right by there. They tested all the hydrants.
What led you to the basin?
Somebody called and said they saw some water coming up.
Finally.
I know. It's like, where were you before? So I don't know if the rate finally filled the well or what. But
maybe a combination of that and some rainwater was enough.
That's right. That's what John and Kevin said. Maybe the rain...
Because we've had some crazy storms, you get that filled up with that, and that thing keeps going. And whatever the reason is, it's great that we...
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, it's... We calibrated the meters at the Department of Corrections. We, you know, just turned the place upside down. We were doing... they call them water audits. You basically take the amount of water you buy from Groton Utilities, and you, in the denominator, in the numerator, you put how much you sell. And that ratio, we got down to 24%. But that's ridiculous, you know, for our system. So now I'm hoping with, you know, we've dropped the denominator considerably, so the number, you know, decreases. So
how hard was it to get it wherever this was?
It wasn't bad at all.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, once they saw it, they were like, this is definitely contributing significantly to the lost water. So now we just have to see how much it is. So hope I didn't curse it. But it's not going to
be. Al's over there knocking on wood.
It's like, holy mackerel. But yeah, again, the compliments to the team. There were a lot of people with eyes on the road and, you know, checking hydrants and rechecking. We even checked a significant number of catch basins near the water supply, because that typically is what happens. Somebody's walking their dog and they hear it, and they're like, oh, you know, I never heard water running there. you know, or they'll see a little bit of water coming out of the ground or on the pavement, and they'll call in and say, hey, you know.
So this is just a vault, and it's covered over with dirt?
No, I think it's got doors on it.
Doors on
it? Yeah. I'll get some pictures. I'll send them.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I didn't even know we had that in our system.
But, you know, sometimes when people go from a well to water supply, they'll use the infrastructure that's there, the piping, and they'll depipe from the well and just connect to a lateral. Yeah. And I think that's what happened. But
so why was there a supply line going to a well?
Well, there was. It used to go from the well to either Dime Savings or, you know, where there was a subway?
Yep.
It was either going to either or, and then they connected a lateral from the water supply line, and they bypassed the well. And I think that supply lateral had a cap and broke off and was discharging to the well, of all places. So that's where it was going. It was going down the well, but that doesn't make sense. I'll have to get more about the configuration, because that's a lot of water. And I don't know how deep that well is, but it would be difficult to store that much water or disperse that much water.
And the subway's still vacant, right?
Still vacant.
So if they had no water in there, no one would, you know, it's not like all of a sudden, hey, we don't have water to the building.
That's true. Which I can't understand why that building's vacant. That's a good spot there.
I was more amazed it stayed in business as long as it did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a great spot there for you because it's close to the plant, but
yeah, it's kind of tucked in.
Yeah, it's
but
awesome.
Yeah, so I'll keep everybody posted. That'll be an email
checklist.
Yeah.
Oof. Any other places like that in town?
No, but it kind of opens your mind a little bit, because we were so fixated on the hydrants and the mains. You know, you can't check every lateral, but you know, some of the larger laterals, like DOC, obviously, and Matua, but those were clean. You know, they didn't, I thought for sure DOC, I thought, oh, yeah.
We all did.
You know, that'll be it. But, and then there was a question, you know, they drew water so quickly, there was a question whether or not it created a vacuum in the lateral or the supply main. And there was some question whether, you know, coming down the hill, that would that have created enough vacuum to literally structurally damage? So then that was one of the theories too, but I don't know. We probably would have seen surface expression. We would have seen water on the ground, you know, on 32, and somebody would have said something. Mm. So, yeah.
It's behind Dine Bank, huh?
Yeah, behind Dine Bank. Like, man.
Okay.
Questions or comments? Is it a safety issue? Because you said there's doors on it.
That's a good question too. I'll find out. Yeah. Or vandalism. You know, you want to make sure it's secure. And he was saying that, you know, maybe we isolate that in such a way that nobody can ever touch it.
It's a little homeless shower pit.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't want to curse it.
Okay, we'll wait. And I will keep you informed.
Well, send a thank you to all your guys for keeping your ear on that.
Okay, moving on to old business, there is none. New business, there is none. Remarks from the public. Are there any remarks from the public?
Yeah.
Second call and remarks from the public. Third and final required call. Are there any remarks from the public? Hearing none. Remarks from commission members. Al.
Well, finally, we're down to the water leak. Thank God. We all were concerned about that for many, 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 many months. And finally, we hopefully got the culprit. Other than that?
Kevin.
Oh, one thing, I thank Brian for his help and tenure on the commission. You were a great asset.
Thank you.
Your fountain of knowledge is unbridled to anybody. But
thanks. Appreciate that.
Your career first.
Yeah, I said it earlier in the meeting, but I want to thank him for his time here. You know, I know everybody here takes time away from their personal life, whether it's family or even just relaxing time. So being here is a commitment, and we appreciate your time, and we hope you do well in the rest of your life, and we'll see you around again.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that.
Brian, comments?
It's been a great experience for the most part. There's been some roller coaster moments. Kind of came in at an interesting time. But it was a really good experience for me because I've been working for a municipal utility for 25 years now. To sort of sit on the other side of the table on the commission end was just a really, really good experience. And it was really good to work with all of you. So I appreciate it.
Frank, your first shot at a comment from a meeting.
Well, the only thing I actually knew about this, how you guys were missing water. So I was like interested in that. I was like, oh, it's something to work on. And then it's like, get here and it's already taken care of.
See, you already brought your good mojo.
I was like, that's really interesting. How they get it? Because I guess for a while you couldn't find where it was, and then hopefully it has been found.
All right, well, for myself, I want to welcome Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll arrange to get you together with Derek for a tour of the plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to show you around. Yeah. We have a great intern right now that's painted everything that if you stand still long enough, you'll get painted. So, yeah, he's doing a great job.
That's like the Navy. If you don't move, paint it.
I've heard that expression.
Brian? Thank you very much for your time, your expertise, your faith in the rest of us. We're all going to miss you, me personally.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
And if there's ever any way I can get you to come back, let me know, and I will, if I have to, I'll add a spot on the commission to bring you in.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
There a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstain? Any negatives? Motion is adjourned, or the meeting is adjourned at 6:30.
It's not bad.
Shh. Quick meeting.
My desk at home.
Person.